Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tennessee passes a religious freedom bill. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mee.
You know, Matt, this was really an amazing bill because they summed it all up in one sentence. The bill simply reads, "A person shall not be required to solemnize a marriage if the person has an objection to solemnizing the marriage based on the person's conscience or religious beliefs."
Yeah, very simple bill, one sentence. And this was now signed into law by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee.
So they're protecting religious freedom in just one sentence.
In one sentence, yeah. So it's a law that was passed by, or a bill that was passed by the House and the Senate, overwhelmingly, by
yes.
the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Voted to support public officials who do not want to take part in same-sex ceremonies against their conscience or religious beliefs. It is less than, a paragraph. It's just one sentence.
Right.
It's, the whole bill is less than a page.
But this protects those who are judges, magistrates, pastors, administrators, clerks, all of those who would be asked to conduct a marriage ceremony or signed a license.
Yeah, so it does not actually change the law with respect to so-called same-sex marriage, or prevent those in a same-sex marriage relationship from obtaining a marriage license. Rather, same-sex couples aiming to get married in Tennessee must find an official willing to file the paperwork or officiate the marriage. They can't force one of these individuals to actually solemnize the marriage. And so Tennessee now joins states such as Kentucky, Mississippi, and North Carolina and Utah that also allow public officials to recuse themselves from taking part in recognizing same-sex ceremonies. I think it goes back to Kim Davis.
Mm-hmm.
The Tennessee legislation comes nearly 9 years after the Supreme Court's 5-4 opinion in Obergefell versus Hodges. Shortly after that ruling in 2015, former Rowan County, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis from Kentucky refused to issue marriage licenses due to her religious beliefs that marriage is the union between one man and one woman.
And of course, she's our client, and this litigation is still ongoing today.
Yeah, 2015, it's still ongoing, and it may be ongoing for another couple of years.
And it may go to the high court, hopefully, to overturn Obergefell.
Which is interesting that back in 2015, Kim Davis was the first target and tragedy of this wrongly decided Obergefell decision.
Right.
Because she went to jail for 6 days over her religious beliefs. She discontinued facilitating or issuing all marriage licenses while she sought a religious accommodation. And during that time, before she got the religious accommodation, in December of 2015, a few months later, when the new governor, Matt Bevin, was seated after the election, the judge, Judge Bunning, sent her to prison, to jail. And she was there for 6 days. I'll never forget that time because Governor Mike Huckabee was arranging a rally. I was there along with some of our Liberty Counsel attorneys. And the media was jammed on the outside of the prison. I had gone in earlier to visit Kim Davis the night before and even that day. And Kim, the night before, it was just a surreal moment because she was dressed in an orange prisoner jumpsuit.
Mm.
You know, she was in a cell. We went into a secure room that had cameras, surveillance cameras there. And I was there with one of our attorneys and Kim Davis. And we embraced, you hugged each other, and
I'm sure that was an emotional
moment. It was emotional because I started getting teary-eyed just to see your client. You know?
Right, but she's just a sweet woman who doesn't hate anyone, who loves the Lord, but will not compromise her religious beliefs.
And, you know, even then, she at that time, she hadn't even been able to see or touch her husband or children.
Yeah.
They were only able to see each other through a glass.
Mm.
And I was able to be in the same room with her. And I choked up when we met, and the first words out of her mouth was "all is well." And that's the Kim Davis that you and I know.
Right.
She's such a delightful, loving, caring Christian woman. And she was in prison, in a prisoner's jumpsuit for 6 days.
But she was being a light right there in the prison.
I asked her, I said, so what do you do here? And she says, well, she's singing praise and worship songs that could be heard. And then she was studying some deep Bible study that she was working on. And she also said she was really impacted. She went back and she read portions of the New Testament where the Apostle Paul was writing from prison. And of course, she never thought she would be in prison.
And you know, it's interesting because today she goes back to the prisons to lead Bible studies.
In fact, back then she had a Monday night Bible study every week for women in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And she later said, you know, she'll be able to really understand them and empathize with them. And so after she did get out, she was able to go back to those women in prison. The interesting thing, there's a lot of side issues for this, but just from a personal interest story, I remember when she was taken from the federal court up to the prison, the person who was driving her was a person who was one of the head of that prison there, and he also did part-time pastoring. So they talked about the Lord on the way up. Then she gets there, the people that booked her, they're watching this on the news because it was being broadcast everywhere. The people that booked her, they're watching this on the news. It was broadcast everywhere on the TV. And when she arrives to get booked, they're weeping while they're booking her.
But they had, because we've seen the pictures, they had her in chains and ankle chains.
So these people are like crying that they're having to do this. And then the other thing is that when she was there, the men in the section of the prison where they are incarcerated for 10 years or more, they're either repeat offenders or something of a violent crime or whatever, they're there for 10 years or more. Mm-hmm. Those individuals knew that she was coming, so they wrote a note to her saying that they were praying for her. I mean, it's amazing.
She was
so
quite
she
a light
had an
there.
Amazing
yeah.
experience, and she was a light there. So when we're there that day to have this rally, it was around Labor Day in September. I think it was the day after Labor Day. Judge Bunning releases her, and she is
I think he'd had enough of the attention.
The attention went global at that
right.
point in time.
All worldwide. Yeah,
he released her from prison. And what happened is that even made the media attention even greater. People from all over the world saw it. But she was the very first one. And so Kim Davis, this case is an example of why you need these laws like Tennessee just passed.
Absolutely.
But in addition to that, Kim Davis did get religious accommodation eventually in Kentucky. The decision came down in June, late last day of June, last Friday of June of 2015. And July is when all this controversy started. In August is when she was, August, September is when all this even escalated. And then the rally was right there around Labor Day. Then Matt Bevin, the Republican governor, gets elected, and he attributes his election in part because he stood by Kim Davis, and the other one, the Democrat Beshear, did not.
But you know, Matt, it was amazing. I went to see her later and did an interview with her. We produced a video, which is on our website. She had boxes and boxes and boxes of letters from people that they sent to her while she was in jail, just supporting her, loving her, appreciating her.
And it
was amazing.
And how they got the address is beyond
boxes
me.
Of them.
People had to go and search for what prison she was in.
Right.
Find the address and then
all over
send
the world.
A card that they were praying for her all over the world.
They were coming from all over the world. It was amazing.
It was amazing. So this case of Kim Davis is still going on. We're asking the trial court to overturn the verdict that was issued against her. But she's a prime example of why you need these particular laws like Tennessee just passed. Again, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina have these laws in Utah. Kim Davis got the accommodation in December when Governor Matt Bevin was seated. He issued an executive order, but then in April of 2016, the legislature unanimously came together and passed the first law in the country that actually gives this exemption. So Kentucky was the first one because of Kim Davis. Mm-hmm. Now, most recently, Tennessee's joins the ranks.
And more states need to follow.
More states need to follow. And the case that we're moving forward up through the appeals with Kim Davis now, following this bad jury verdict of 2023, we're going to be asking for religious freedom protections, not only for her, but for that would extend to everyone, but also more importantly, that this wrongly decided Obergefell opinion of 2015 should be overturned. So pray for this case, lc.org/Kim. That's lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.